You're tuned in to the This Woman Knows podcast network, holding space for women evolving into their best selves. And now, here's your host, Deneen L. Garrett.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Women of Color, an intimate conversation. And today we're doing another group recording. So Elizabeth McCoy, who joined us several episodes ago, she saw that I was doing this recording with Chris Gordon and her ambitious women crew. And she's like, I want in on that. I'm like, girl, go ahead and pick your day, get your crew together and let's do this. And so we're here and we're doing this, and we're actually going to build off of her theme and what her business is all about. So we have Elizabeth and her crew, and we're going to talk about rest, refuse, reclaim, the blueprint for boundaries, wealth, and unapologetic living. So basically what we're talking about is high achieving women are breaking free from burnout, financial stress, and toxic productivity. This conversation is a blueprint for reclaiming your time, energy, and financial power without guilt. It's about setting boundaries, prioritizing rest, and building wealth on your own terms so you can live fully, freely, and unapologetically. So I have three guests with me today. So we have Elizabeth, we have Mika, and we have Bridget. And I'm going to, you know, go ahead and let each of them tell us one thing about them that they want you to know. So those that are watching or listening, as well as about their mission, and then what inspired them to step into their respective spaces of impact. So each has a different area of impact. So Elizabeth, this is your crew. So how about you start us off?
All right. So again, my name is Elizabeth McCoy. I'm a licensed mental health therapist and wellness powerhouse. And my mission is to help 10,000 Black women rest. And the reason that I've taken this on is because from a clinical perspective, I see the need and how much it hurts us not to properly rest. And of course, I'm on social media just like the rest of us. But social media mental health is not real. And the self-care and things that people talk about on social media frequently are not sufficient. It's a band-aid and we have to do something more. And so in my mission, the 10,000 women will actually learn how to rest. The emphasis is on how to rest, and then we'll go on rest. One thing about me is that I'm very much unapologetically Black. If it's going against the Black community, if there's a protest or something that we need to do, then I have my ears to the streets and I'm doing my part. As you see, I have on my reparations t-shirt today because I got some appearances to go and make around in Houston and just, you know, have a little word with people who look my way.
Well, there's that, right? There's that. I mean, that's your, you know, that's one way of protesting. There's so many different ways to protest. We were talking earlier, and Bridget probably, she may bring this back up, but we were talking about, you know, with our dollars, like withholding our dollars. Like if you're not for us, then okay, we're not spending our money with you. So if you haven't already, make sure you go and look up Elizabeth's episode and check it out. So and hear those gems that we dropped. So next we're going to hear from Mika.
So my name is Neil Mika Harris. I do go by Mika. One thing I want people to know about me and my mission is, first of all, it's very, very personal. So I took my very own journey of experiencing overgiving, burnout, exhaustion, and I finally learned how to prioritize myself. And so I teach women the importance of giving themselves the permission to set healthy boundaries and embrace it without feeling guilty. And it's not just a material sense, you know, it's not just about luxury lifestyle. It's an actual necessity in your life. So.
Thank you for that, Bridget.
Hey guys, this is Bridget Springer, the only Black-owned, woman-owned financial services and wealth management firm here in Houston, Texas. Black women hire me to help them put their financial plans on paper so they can live the life they want on their terms. My goal for 2025 is to help 1,000 women put their financial plans on paper. Because it's an epidemic, y'all. We got a problem. We don't have your children and your husband, your boo thing, your man. It's not your financial plan. So you need to know where your money is going, how you're going to make it, what do you need to be doing, but it needs to be on paper.
And Bridget, it's about wealth and generational wealth, right?
Absolutely. You need to understand too that what you're doing today, like what I do today, has nothing to do with me. It has to do with I don't have any kids, but I have two nephews, and those are my babies. And so what I do is for the next generation. They're looking at us just as we looked at the generations before. So now they're looking up to us to figure this out. And as Black women, one thing we need to do is make sure our money is right. You
That's
should not
right.
be relying on others and waiting on others. What is your financial plan? So absolutely, it's all about generational wealth. It's
And it's,
about you.
oh, sorry, I was going to say it's also not about what is it, GoFundMe, right?
Well, no. Look, you pay your cell phone bill, but we don't have no insurance. You have insurance on your cell phone. Everybody has the, if you got an iPhone or Android, you buy that extra money to put that on. So why are we doing a GoFundMe? I've read GoFundMe makes, like, I guess in totality in a year's time, people are putting in like a $500,000 a year just to get GoFundMe to bury someone.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more. So we
Yeah.
have Crystal who has joined us. Crystal,
Sorry, I'm so
welcome.
sorry. It was
It's
crazy. I don't know what happened.
okay. It's okay. So what we were doing is just quickly tell, let us know one thing you want the audience to know about you as well as your mission.
I want the audience to know that when I cater, it is definitely love on a plate. That is my mission. My mission also incorporates special needs people as well. I used to be a special education teacher for over 16 years, and now moving into the industry of catering, I would love to offer jobs to adults who have special needs and need a place to work that understands their unique abilities and how to meet them where they're at.
I love that. I love this. So your inspiration is people with special needs, and that's basically from your background.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get into breaking the cycle, redefining success, rest, and boundaries. So we're going to start with Mika. Mika, what does it mean to give yourself permission to say no without guilt? And how can women identify and break free from silent exhaustion?
So, for me, giving yourself permission without guilt is when you're able to look into a situation and take a minute for yourself and say, how do I feel if I tell this person no or if I tell them yes? And you give yourself permission when you can unapologetically say, this is not aligned with me and I have to turn you down. When you master this, you don't get the feeling of feeling guilty because you learn to give yourself grace just as you give others grace.
I love that. No without the guilt, no without feeling like you're, feeling any kind of way other than I'm taking care of myself. I'm giving myself permission to rest and just live life on my terms. Yeah. And so breaking, getting away from the silent exhaustion. How can women identify and break free from that?
Well, when it comes to constantly running on empty, you've got to, we've gotten so used to being turned on all the time. So we've been conditioned to not be able to sit still. We don't even know what sitting still means. We have in our head like we've got to be productive doing something. But sometimes rest just means not going to sleep, but actually being able to sit still and just take some time for yourself and with yourself. It doesn't always mean going out and doing anything. You can just sit still in a quiet room to yourself and just take a minute, take a moment.
Yeah. And so, Elizabeth, let's just build off of that. Why is rest revolutionary, especially for us Black women? That was Elizabeth on mute.
On mute.
I am, and I'm just a talking away because I was ready.
Like dropping all kind of gems, right?
yes. But yes, rest is absolutely revolutionary because it re allows us to reclaim our autonomy of our time, our joy, our peace, It allows us to just be present in ourselves, you know, honor our ancestors and all that they fought for, and bringing forth what we are doing for the next generation. And, you know, it's when we rest that we get to collectively decide what's next for our community, rather than reacting and responding to what someone else has said or done.
Yeah. And so this podcast is about empowering women of color, right? So the conversation mm-hmm. that we're having is for that. It's a way for us to reinforce how we empower ourselves, as well as to empower other women. So Elizabeth, how can we begin unlearning toxic productivity and embracing intentional rest?
Okay. Well, we have to recognize that in and of itself, productivity is a lie. The way that we think about productivity today is that the more that we do, the more that we'll get. However, the reality is that the more that we're moving, the more that we're probably forgetting about. So when we slow down and we are intentionally resting, we are literally giving our brains time to absorb oxygen and remind us, do the work that it needs to do, and remind us of what is most important. So if you've ever seen someone just seem as though they can't get their footing, like they're all over the place, likely they simply are not breathing. And when we breathe, we automatically take a rest. And so resting is going to be how we unlearn the toxic productivity.
Yeah, and just releasing all that negativity. As soon as you said breathing, I like went, whoo, because like we talked before on your episode, and I've talked, you know, on different episodes, is and just in general, like I love whenever someone posts about breathing, because mm-hmm. that is my cue reminder, breathe with intention and on mm-hmm. purpose, right? And so yep. when you said it, thank you, because it's a reminder for us to go ahead and pause to breathe. Like we breathe. You know, mm-hmm. while we're living, we're breathing, absolutely. But we're not intentional with it all the time.
This is true. And then I had two more ways, because of course, this is not something that we will just do one time. Mm-hmm. We have to remember that we need to start small. And starting small is, I like to say, start where you are, start where you're comfortable, doing those daily habits that will help you just kind of go about your day in a bit more of a relaxed state. You know, we've talked about it on social media, having slow mornings, you know, taking time to actually sip and taste your coffee is important. Not checking emails until you are in the office is another way to start small. Any of those small tidbits that you're able to reclaim your own time, just like our lovely Maxine, our congresswoman said, that we need to reclaim our time. Mm-hmm. And so start small there. And then as you're doing that, it all becomes non-negotiable. You know, when we are taking a rest, when we need to do what's right for us and we're setting boundaries, it's not negotiable. We don't need other people's approval. We just need our own internal validation.
Yeah. And so you mentioned something, reclaim our time. So Bridget, let's reclaim our finances. Financial security is a form of self-care. How can women start prioritizing financial wellness without overwhelm?
One, start with forgiving yourself. A lot of times women feel they are the financial mistake. They've made the mistake, and so they live in it. So I would say start there for one, forgiving yourself, because it's really more of a mindset when it comes to the money versus transactional. I think a lot of times it's just, oh, if I do these things, everything will be fine. Yeah. But if you haven't healed from some maybe financial traumas, things that happened in your life growing up, it affects you. If you haven't forgiven that spouse or a person that who's done you wrong, it affects your money, because then you're overspending. I would say, because I deal with women all the time, check your spending first. Mm-hmm. That's probably the number one area that women will feel, I deserve it. So I'm just going to buy. I get mad. I deserve it. You do something to me, I'm going to go buy some, because it's going to make me feel better. And then now it's a trap. So I always say, look at your spending. because that's the number one area that women will start just buying and just doing things because it that instant gratification. So if we could start there and look at how you are spending your money. If Amazon is coming at your door every day, that's a problem.
Yeah, that was me. So Amazon is not
Okay,
getting his
yes.
money.
Yeah.
We were talking about protesting, and we were talking about how we're protesting with our dollars, right? Not spending. So
Yeah.
yeah, definitely. I know when
Yes.
you ride down the block, they like, dang, we miss her. Yeah.
Well, you're speaking, but that's what it is. Like I have clients, or if you're looking at your Uber Eats bill, like every time you turn around, you know, instead of purchasing your food and preparing it, you're ordering it. Everything is I or I'm getting it's hair, nails, makeup. It's something that is taking your attention that you feel like I need to purchase and buy. And so I would tell women, start there first. Look at your spending habits. You'll be amazed. And then also look at the triggers. Did something happen that day? Go back and look at what made me spend this type of money. Or I went to Target, I went to Walmart, and I spent $800 in 1 month because it happened. You just not seeing it because you just, oh, I went here, about 50 here, 100 here, 200 here, you know. And before you know it, in a month's time, you spend a lot of money. So look, check your spending first.
And that is so key because, like me, it was like, I was doing my taxes maybe a couple years ago, and I'm like, where did my money, like, what did I spend? I have no idea. I didn't go back and like really check to see what I spent money on, but it was just gone. And I really don't know what I spent it on. I really, really, really don't. So, absolutely. And do it often, right? Like, maybe do it once a month, once a week, however often you need to, but check it. Like, use tools, whether it's a spreadsheet, whether, you purchase a tool or something to use. Like, I have a tool that I use, and I'm like, and I'm so glad that I do because it helps me in my business. But it also, I can, take the time to look and see, okay, where is my money going? And then it also kind of goes back to what we were talking about with rest and whatnot, because you can also see like those spending their habits and what are those habits doing? Like you said, when are you spending? Like, did what prompted you? What triggered you to go spend in excess, right? And so rest, pull back, and pay attention to what you're doing and what changes you need to make. So we're talking about mindset shifts. Like, what other my financial mindset shifts are essential for long-term empowerment?
I read probably about a book a week, and I've been probably coach, probably two, depending on what's going on. Reading gives you a different perspective. Hearing it from someone else, and willing to just open your mind to hear from someone else. Because a lot of times you won't hear from yourself. You think you know everything. I don't know about you tell me nothing. But sometimes when you read something, it really is, it opens your mind. And it's what you say to yourself, those affirmations. Whatever you speak will happen. Oh, I'm broke. I don't have that. I can't afford that. The things we heard growing up, right? Probably the biggest one I heard was we couldn't afford that. And I'm like, we can't afford anything, nothing. Like, we can never afford anything. Like, so I was the quiz at the time. I'm like, we just don't have no money. What's going on? And so, like, what happened? Like,
You
I
need
mean, we work
a
every day. Like, we work every day. So, I mean, we can't afford nothing. Or you go to the restaurant, like my dad would say, and you're looking on the right side of the menu. So, you order according to whatever the right side. Meaning you're not ordering according to what you want, you're ordering according to what your budget allows. And so now you don't feel worthy of it. But whatever comes out of this mouth, it's going to happen. Oh, I'm broke. I just can't never have none. That's for somebody else. That's not for me. Whatever you speak. So it's the self-talk. It's that self-talk. Fear will be sitting in your lap some days, but you're gonna have to tell fear, you know, I see you over there, but I'm not listening. It's that inner dialogue that you have with yourself that you're saying, look, you're checking you. And then another thing that came up too, if you're not living in your purpose, that's why your money messing up. That's why you having issues because you're not walking and doing what you're supposed to do. Because the moment I look at it and have an employee, because we're business owners, when you have to now be reliable for somebody else and how they pay their bills, it will make you look at things differently. When somebody else that you have to take care of, you will look at your money differently. Because now you have a purpose. You're saying, look, if I go and do all this spending, that's going to take me away from what I need to do. Or if I want to make a certain investment, because now you don't have a plan. But that's the mindset, is that you believing that you can do it. And I always tell you, it's also a proximity. Stop hanging around with broke people. Because broke people going to put more into you and going to give you all they mess and all they bad habits.
Right.
And that affects your mindset, your proximity of who you're associating with. I'm not saying, well, look, we all broken, have our issues and problems, but we can't live there. And if that will feed on you.
Absolutely.
So that affects your mindset, because then you will start believing, well, they going through it. Well, that's going to be me. Oh, and you will start just internalizing all of that in your spirit.
Right.
And that's going to affect this up here.
Right. Not moving forward with it. So you mentioned purpose. So kind of shifting to Christo, you know, and talking around joy and food and those things. So Christo, how does food serve as a cultural connector and source of joy for you?
Well, understanding that our culture is bred in being able to eat the things that we can or we were given and the things that we're not. So what are you saying, Crystal? I'm saying that historically referenced, we were given the scraps and we made that into delicacy. We made that into inspiration.
Chitlins, as an example.
oxtails, you know, when you look at the jambalayas and things like that, those were things that we made culturally with the little that added flavor to the whole world. Our influence over the whole world is like nothing else that anyone else can ever do. And so just that in alone in itself, and understanding that the food that we eat, because of the types of food, it brings comfort psychologically. And so we try to have that balance with the salads and with the greens and with the things that we choose to bring in that are more on the healthier side for us. So I think the balance and the cultural reference to both is what brings me joy.
Okay. And I like that you mentioned historically, the scraps that we were given and what we've done with that, because that's an example of our resilience. Like we were talking earlier, you know, about different ways of protesting. And we know right now as Black women, the 92%, you know, we're resting, right? We're resting. We're not out in the streets. We're being more intentional and savvy with what we're doing and how we protest. Elizabeth has on her shirt, that's a form of protest. We're being very intentional about where we spend our money. Like Bridget mentioned several different stores that we're right now not spending money at. So she was talking about before. But we're not spending money at those stores right now because they're not aligning with us and supporting us and whatnot. And so,
I agree.
You know, we can show them better than we can tell them. So
we sure can.
Yeah, right. So how do you balance passion, business, and self-care in the culinary world?
So like Bridget said, my passion is my business. I am walking in my purpose. And so those two things, they intertwine for me. The self-care part is a little hard because there is no such thing as balance. If I'm doing one, the other is lacking. The other is not getting the attention that it needs. So if I am in mom mode, my business is lacking, or me as a woman, self-care is lacking. If I'm in self-care, the children or the business are not getting the attention that it needs. And so we read this book, The One Thing. And so I try to focus on that one thing at a time though. And so when I am in that moment of self-care, it is meditation, it's reflection, it is sitting still, because historically, again, the reference is that we don't sit still. We are the women with the highest rate of heart attacks. And so with that, it means that we take on so much and we hold so much and we handle so much that we need to sit down and sit still. And so for me, because my family does have hypertension and diabetes, I am very aware of the stress that anything causes me. And if it's causing me to not be in alignment with what God has had me doing, can't do it. I got to step back. Yeah. And that's self-care for me. The no is a self-care for me. Yeah. The peace is a self-care for me of understanding that all clients aren't my clients, and that's okay. And all money is not good money, and that's okay. And because I live in an abundance of God and I'm in alignment with what he wants for my life, what's for me is for me. And so, okay, I didn't get that job because I didn't align, but I'm going to, he has something up the road for me. I just need to be patient and be still. And so that's just where I fall with that. When I'm working in my passion, I try to give that 1,000%. I try to give everyone that I cater for, cook for, the best experience possible, whether that's your food on your plate or your service experience with me or any of my team. I handpick everyone who is on my team. When I do go serve big weddings, I handpick them. I make sure that from the time you get to me to the time you leave, your experience is of quality and of luxury and of great service, because unfortunately in this industry, we don't have a good rep with that, with the service part of it. And me being a Black woman and who deserves quality, I expect quality, I'm going to give you quality. I'm not going to give you anything that I'm not expecting. I like luxury, so I'm going to give you a luxury experience. And I feel that's where I fall in the niche for our community, is giving all Black women, all Black families, whoever I serve, it doesn't matter, but mostly I serve my Black community, you're going to get a quality experience.
Thank you for that. And so, you know, now we're going to kind of shift and talk more about the link between financial, mental, mm-hmm. and physical wellness. So Mika, how can women shift their mindset from surviving to thriving in all areas of their lives? So money, health, and self-care. And Mika, are you on mute?
I think she's perfect.
Mika? Oh, you think she's frozen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
She's not moving.
Yeah, I see. All right. So, Elizabeth, you want to jump in on that one?
Okay. Ask the question again, because I knew it was for Mika. So,
how can women shift their mindset from surviving to thriving in all areas of their life? Money, just health, and self-care.
Just knowing that it's possible. You know, if we think that we can't, then we can't. And so there is not anything in this world that we cannot have that is not available to us, that is not accessible. You know, as Black women, we are the most educated, and we are very familiar with people standing in our way and not allowing us to really flourish. But where we are at this present time is that we've always made it. We've always made a way. And so if we made a way with the little things that we have had available, we're coming into abundance now. And we are no longer asking for other people's permission to give us anything, to allow us spaces. We're creating those spaces ourselves. But the reason that we are able to do that now is because we are doing away with the limited mindset. And so changing your thinking, to answer the question more directly, intentionally changing your thinking.
And so, Bridget, can rest be a wealth building strategy?
Absolutely. If you are exhausted and a mess, not taking care of your body, your spirit, your mind, that affects you. I work out at least 4 to 5 times a week.
Okay.
I am deliberate on drinking a gallon of water a day. I am going to do the things to take care of me. And that will build, it really builds the confidence. When I weighed 350 and released 100 pounds on my own, it helped me in all aspects of my life, but it gave me the confidence because I stuck to it. I kept the promise to myself. Mm-hmm. And then essentially, if you start doing that, it'll show up in your financial life. Because then you'll start being more deliberate. So it had nothing to do with I was overweight. It had to do with I needed to take care of me.
Yeah.
And what mm-hmm. did that look like? But the weight was the byproduct. Like that was, okay, I shedded the weight. Mm-hmm. And that was a wonderful thing. But as far as taking care of your body, your mind, your spirit, absolutely. If you putting junk in, junk gonna come out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I jump in with that? Piggyback off of, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just real quick, because I want to shift over to Mika.
I just wanted to say, yeah, and I think that we need to get away from the stigma that our food is bad. If we make it with quality ingredients, our soul food can be good. Our grandparents ate it. They were fine. If we choose how much we're going to eat and eat it in, you know, and we eat in proportion, we're going to be okay. So I just wanted to say, like, we can still have us and our culture, but in balance of what you're doing, because we abuse it just like we abuse finances and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. So Mika, what is one small yet powerful boundary every woman should set today to reclaim her time, money, and peace?
Yes, absolutely. So I just wanted to reference what Crystal was saying. She was speaking directly to my heart, soul, every bit of my being, because that's what I stand on. I do want to just acknowledge that self-care is what the yeses look like for you. So it sounds like what you're doing is exactly what self-care represents for you. So I commend you on that. I know what it is to be on the go all the time. So one small step I would say that we can start on today is just taking a minute for yourself and ask yourself, have I tended to myself for today? And if your answer is no, then keep that in mind. And the next time someone asks you to do anything, ask yourself first, are you aligned with saying yes? Or do you feel like you have to do it out of obligation?
Okay, I love that. And so, Crystal, you mentioned no when you were talking. So how can saying no actually open doors to more success and fulfillment?
I think that the no is the success and the fulfillment, because you're saying no automatically opens the universe up, God up. I interchange those things, but God up to bless you with what truly you want and what you desire. God says, write it down and make it plain. And so for me, I had a client, and let me say this, I quit my job. I'm out here with God. I'm really leaning on God, because I'm leaning on God with my business. My business will be 5 years old and I stopped teaching. And so I had a client, and I'm just giving you an example, and they only wanted me to cater sides for their wedding. And at first she came with this big elaborate menu. And when I gave her my price, she came back to me and was like, no, I just want a quote for this. And I said, no, I said, I offer this package. And if you can't have this package, then no. Same week, I got another client. I landed a $20,000 deal with this client for the same time and space that I was supposed to cater their wedding. So my no, because I would have been obligated to fulfill my role to something that I knew was not of what I wanted. So if it authentically doesn't feel like it aligns, that's God. That's the Holy Spirit saying, I got something better for you, because the devil sends distractions. They both walking with you, both the good spirit and the negative spirit, you know. And I believe wholeheartedly in the Bible, and the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I needed that $20,000 deal to get me to where I need to be in my business. That $400, $500 catering, that would have never done anything. I would have paid a couple of bills, right? And so it's just listening.
And brought more stress and headache, and
exactly
costing you more.
And I no shade, no tea, as coaches say, but from working in this industry and having higher paying clients, the higher paying clients already know what they want. I don't have no problems with them. They pay me for a service and they let me do it. It's the ones that are the lower paying clients that I often have my most frustration with, because they want more for less. And unfortunately, in catering, it's just not more for less at this point in time with these groceries in this society we're in.
Right, right. And that just lets you know who to focus on, right? Just focus on
mm-hmm.
your
knowing your clients.
Yeah.
Yep. Knowing your target audience is that's Chef's kiss.
Absolutely. So that's just a tip for everybody who's listening or watching. So we're down to our last couple of minutes. So I just want each guest to give one word on prioritizing wellness, boundaries, or joy, starting with Elizabeth.
Schedule rest just like a CEO.
All right. Bridget.
Automation. Automatically pay yourself. Automatically save your money. Automation.
Mika.
Mine is yes. Learning how to say yes to yourself, which in return sometimes means no to everybody else.
Love it. And Crystal.
I say read a book. I say if I can encourage anybody, I would encourage them to read Too Heavy a Yoke. It is by a Black author. It is about Black women and their Black experiences in America. And it is breathtaking and eye-opening. So go read a book.
Love that. Love that. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth and crew. I have really enjoyed you all. If any of you want your own time, just reach out to me, email me your availability, and we can schedule to talk a little bit more about what each of you have going on. So I just want to thank you, Elizabeth, Mika, Bridget, and Crystal. Thank you so much for lending your voice on Women of Color in Intimate Conversation, and enjoy the rest of your day.
I appreciate
thank
it
you.
So much.
Thank you.
Bye. This Woman Knows Media is committed to your growth and evolution into the best version of yourself. We provide you with monthly podcasts.
There was no such thing as homophobia the way we know it. And there
people
was
will
no-
say and do all the things in which they
crazy
want
to. Crazy gets all these views and has won an NAACP Image Award for
quarterly magazines, great online content, and virtual and in-person events. Continue your personal evolution and subscribe today. Go to www.thiswomanknows.com.